This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
What's the matter?
The water, it just went stone cold.
Oh, no.
Right in the middle of washing my hair. I bet it's the boiler.
I'll go and check.
What do you reckon?
No, we're going to have to get someone in.
At least you finish your hair.
Using the kettle? But I still need a proper shower.
Could go to your mum's.
Looks like we'll have to.
Hey, not me. I nearly gave Jill the in and out attack last time.
It's just such a pain.
Oh, they won't mind.
I guess. Anyway, look, we've got to get this fixed. And soon.
Yeah, I'll give Christine a call.
While you're at it, you can tell her about the other things.
The kitchen shelves and the leaky tap.
The wallpaper and the cracks in the plastering.
Maybe I shouldn't do it all at once.
She's our landlady, Harrison. They need sorting out.
We should go and see then.
Yeah, maybe. Well, how about this morning?
As long as it's before 12, I'm off to the cricket then.
Right.
I've just had a text from Will, mourning about being left out.
He'll get used to it. You don't think it's too early to call Mum?
No. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Will's already been bending my ear about it.
Oh, really?
He's not at all happy about Anisha and Tracy being in the team while he's been dropped.
Harrison prefers to call it squad rotation.
He can call it what he likes, Adam.
We should still beat Netherbourne, though, even without Will.
But why risk it? Frankly, he's a much better player than either, those two.
No, I know, but it's something we're all having to get used to. And they played well last week.
Well, I'm on Will's side. No wonder he was muttering about looking somewhere else.
Oh, well, I hope it doesn't come to that.
No, obviously. But he's not a happy chap.
Oh, why, I had a chat with Lexi and Andre, by the way, Brian.
Huh?
After last week's incident with those lads.
There hasn't been any more sign of them, then, has there?
No, thank goodness. They don't think they'll be back. But they'll keep an eye out just in case.
Very sensible.
Freddie seemed to enjoy his first full day.
Ah, do you think he'll stick at it?
Well, who knows? I'll go and check in a minute that we haven't put him off.
What about the grain store?
I'll do it when we get back from Venice.
That's on Thursday?
Yeah. And then I think we should have a partnership meeting as soon as we can.
But we still haven't appointed this attorney for Rory. He needs someone independent to represent his interests.
So why haven't you done it?
I just haven't got round to it yet.
But there's something really important we need to discuss.
What's that?
Buying a new forage harvester.
Now, hold on.
We'll just about get through this season with the one we've got, but it definitely needs replacing after that.
In your opinion?
When you take into account the maize area on the estate these days...
No, I'm sorry. In the current climate, I just don't think that sort of expenditure is justifiable.
Well, I don't agree. A large, efficient new machine's exactly what we need.
Not just for the maize, though.
No, not just for that. Remember, there's every chance they'll be putting up a second AD unit for the new piggery.
Assuming the parish council doesn't raise any objections on Wednesday.
Well, I don't think they will.
Well, you're still not convincing me, Adam.
Well, maybe not, but at the very least, you should let me put it to the rest of the family. That's the whole point of a partnership.
Well, we do need to get the attorney sorted out and the contract signed.
How about by the time I'm back from Venice?
At the end of the week?
Yeah. Well, I've given you two candidates already.
Yes, Ian. He's hardly independent.
That's not fair. Ian's perfectly capable of being impartial.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Well, Alistair would do just as well, if you really can't get your head around Ian.
But neither of them is a farmer.
Is that important?
It's essential. Besides, I know exactly who it should be.
David.
Well, you've got to admit, he's streets ahead of anyone else.
You still trust his judgment, after what happened with the IBR?
Of course I do. That was one isolated incident.
A pretty major one.
Look, why don't you just go on holiday and enjoy yourself? By the time you get back, I'll have it all sorted, all right?
What time do the builders arrive?
9 o'clock.
Oof.
very antisocial on a Sunday.
And all they were doing was dropping off materials.
Oh, well, at least it's a start.
And I said to Justin, if they're making all this mess anyway, why don't they just get on with the job?
Do you really want them to start today?
Yes. I've waited long enough for my bathroom.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Anyway, I couldn't bear hanging around, so I left Justin in charge. Oof.
Those bruises do look very nasty, Lillian.
Yeah, they are rather painful.
Could have been a lot worse by the sound of it.
Wasn't that bad.
Just imagine if you'd been knocked unconscious, lying out there in the middle of nowhere.
But I wasn't, was I?
Well, no,
so there's no point speculating about it, is there?
Is everything all right, Lillian? You seem rather out of sorts.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you still upset about James and Lairney?
Well, yes, of course I am. And Linda's still being difficult too.
Well, I definitely think you two should find the time to sit down.
Well, don't and you have think a... that I've tried? She's the one who doesn't seem to want to.
Perhaps your birthday would be the perfect opportunity.
Please,
to...
Jenny, can't we just talk about something else?
Sorting out the other things would be good, Christine, but it's the boiler that's urgent.
Oh, yes, of course. We can't leave you without hot water. Oh, Hilda, will you stop that?
Oh, it's okay. She's just being playful.
Oh, you're terrible. I'm so sorry, Harrison.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a bit of a scratch.
She bit you.
Hilda, please, leave him alone.
No, it's okay. I've had worse.
I'm afraid she does this to everyone.
Oh, I can see she scratched you.
Yes, well, sometimes it's my fault. She's still getting used to me.
Now then, Hilda, that's enough. Oh, you little...
Oh, please, Hilda. Oh. I'm so sorry, Harrison.
No, it's okay. I think I should still be out about this afternoon.
So, anyway, the boiler.
Oh, yes. I'll get someone to fix it as soon as I can. And those other things you mentioned, definitely by the end of the week.
No, actually, we need hot water before then. As soon as possible, really.
Oh, of course. I'll try to get hold of someone today, but it is Sunday.
But if you could, that'd be great.
Oh, good luck with the cricket.
Oh, thanks, Christine. Oh, that reminds me, I've got to ask the Netherbourne captain about their changing facilities for women.
Do you think they've got any?
I don't know. I'll give him a call.
And I'll ring you as soon as I found a plumber.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Now, Hilda, stay there. Oh, I'm afraid she likes jumping on people as they leave.
Oh, whoops.
I'm so sorry.
So, the name of the attorney has to be included before everyone signs.
Yes.
So, what's wrong with Ian or Alistair?
You know David's a better choice. With all his experience and his NFU connections, he'll bring far more to the table.
Sorry to interrupt, but I'm off to the cricket and then straight home, so you won't see me again until Friday.
Have a wonderful trip.
Oh, thanks, Mum. By the way, has Alice talked to you about Rory's attorney?
No.
Has she got someone in mind?
Oh, please, Jenny.
Not that I know of, but she thinks David's too old.
What? Oh, that's preposterous.
Oh, but he's only in his 50s.
Well, late 50s.
Oh, that's true.
He'll be going on 70 by the time Rory reaches his majority.
That's hardly ancient, though.
Certainly isn't. So I think we can safely discount that objection.
Actually, Brian, I think you should talk to Alice. She's convinced we need someone closer in age to Rory who can better understand what his interests are.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, heaven's sake.
But what harm would it do? I mean, after all, Alice is a partner and she is perfectly entitled to an opinion.
Mm, I agree with Mum.
You'll be asking me to consult Kate next.
Actually, yes, I think you should.
Yeah, you don't want to give the impression you're not listening to the other partners, do you?
Oh, very well. I'll talk to Alice.
A rabbit startled Amir. There's nothing I could do.
Oh, you have to be so careful, though, especially at your age.
But I'm fine.
The terrible truth is one's reflexes do get slower and the body takes longer to recover.
I'm fine, apart from a couple of bruises.
Well, that's lucky. Now, Peggy was saying she thought this land deal with Justin's proved rather tricky.
You could say that.
Oh, it's never easy, of course, mixing family with business.
Yeah, but Pat and Tony are still getting a very good deal.
Well, that's good. Oh, that there's something else I wanted to ask.
What's that?
There's a problem with the boiler at Woodbine. Peggy thought you might know someone who could take a look.
Yeah, Yes, well, I've used several contractors through Amside.
Do you think there's any chance you could get someone tomorrow?
That's probably too soon, but leave it with me.
Oh, thank you.
Just going to check on Mum. You know, she's been up there quite a while.
Oh, we're all getting slower these days, aren't we? Still, at least that's some good news.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Fallon. It's Christine.
Yes?
I'm just letting you know Lillian's going to find a plumber for you.
Oh, right.
I can't promise it'll be tomorrow, but it shouldn't be too long.
OK. Actually, I'm in the middle of chatting to Alice about the fate.
Oh, are you helping Linda again this year?
Something like that.
Will there be a big name to open it? Though that didn't work out last year, did it?
Not sure if that's
had some jolly good ones in the past.
Sorry, Christine. I really have to go.
Oh, all right.
Bye then.
Perhaps I'll tell you next time.
She'll be down in a minute. But, you know, that wretched cat attacked me on the stairs.
Oh, no. I honestly don't know what to do about it. Poor Harrison this morning.
Mum still insists on calling it her sweet little thing.
Oh, no. Between you and me, Lillian, it's a monster. Oh,
I couldn't agree more. But she just won't see it, will she?
Even Alice had to agree. David knows far more about it than the others.
Oh, I don't think anyone's disputing that.
No, but that's the whole point.
And Adam agrees with her about his age.
I can't think why. Adam's past 50 himself now. No, it's got to be David.
I know exactly what you're doing, Brian.
Huh? What's that?
You've pretended to listen to the others, but your mind's been made up all along.
I'm simply choosing the best person for the job.
Someone to represent your interests, you mean, not just Rory's.
Not at all. But anyway, the two things are hardly mutually exclusive. And I'm quite prepared to accept there may be the odd occasion when our opinions differ.
Ooh, Brian, how magnanimous of you.
I'm not as Machiavellian as you think.
I have been married to you for a very long time.
Nope, I'll fix up a meeting with David before the end of the week. But we need to get this partnership up and running. And believe me, this is the best decision for everyone.
I'm still trying to think what to get Lillian.
Presumably you'll be throwing her a party.
Why? Do you think she's expecting one?
I'm afraid I've no idea, Justin. Where's Tony got to?
Oh, it can be difficult finding a space. This should all be very straightforward, Pat.
I hope so.
Technically, you're just signing an option today.
Yes.
Which means in return for our cheque, you'll be obligated to sell the land to us once planning permission comes through.
I know.
And if we don't get permission, though I have to say I think we will...
We get to keep the land and the £30,000.
Yes. Have you decided what you'll do with the money?
Not yet. It's too early to say.
No, of course. Although I'm sure you'll invest it wisely.
I'm sure we will.
It's good news about Helen making the shortlist for the Food and Drink Awards again.
Has she?
Oh, yes. Sorry, the press release hasn't gone out yet. Sponsor's privilege.
Of course.
But it's thoroughly deserved.
Oh, yes. I hope Tony's all right. We'd really just like to get this over and done with.
Look, Pat, I appreciate this deal didn't go quite as you'd hoped.
No, not really.
No, but it wasn't me who tried to change the terms.
So you're blaming Tom?
Once you enter into negotiations, there are bound to be consequences. I had nothing but the best intentions when I made that offer. I still do.
Well, if that's the case, perhaps you'd like to go back to the original price, since you clearly think the land's worth that much.
But that's not what we agreed.
No.
No, Tom gambled he could make a better deal, but unfortunately for him, he wasn't able to.
No.
Under other circumstances, who knows? I certainly can't blame him for trying.
Look, actually, if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about this.
Look, I know it's difficult.
Do you, Justin?
Well, I...
Actually, I don't think you've got a clue what it's like. Letting go of land you've worked for 40 years.
But you had decided to sell.
How attached you become to it. It's part of who you are. But to you, it's nothing more than just another business deal.
Then let's hope that 30,000 manages to ease the pain a little. Or were you thinking of turning that down as well?
But you were here yesterday. Why on earth didn't you start then?
I can only apologise if we gave you the wrong impression, Mrs. Bellamy.
I mean, all these tiles should be off by now, and then you could start the rest of it.
No, I appreciate that, but I can assure you Connor's an excellent worker.
Yes, I'm sure he is, but we've been without a proper bathroom for ages.
I did explain to Mr. Elliot.
Yes, but you're talking to me now.
Sorry, Mrs. Bellamy.
For heaven's sake, call me Lillian, will you?
Of course. Lillian.
Oh, that wretched music's driving me mad as well.
Connor, turn it off. Now, please.
Thank you, Philip.
Now, I understand your frustration, but once we've got the last of these tiles off and taken out the old bath, there's the sink, toilet and shower unit as well, and that's before we start replumbing. Then there's the plastering.
Yeah. I understand all that. I do know what builders do.
Of course. Mr. Elliot was saying you've got a number of properties.
And you're not going to pull the wool over my eyes.
I wouldn't dream of trying, Lillian. The last thing I want is for us to get off on the wrong foot.
Well, we'll have to see about that, won't we?
Of course.
You know, I really don't see why you can't have this finished by the middle of next week, or the end at the latest.
Lillian, let me be straight with you. I won't promise something I can't deliver.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's...
What I can promise, though, is that we won't stretch this out, and if we can finish before next Friday, we will.
Well, I'll just have to make do with that then, won't I?
By the way, I don't know who's responsible for the deco in the rest of the house, but from what I've seen, they've got a lovely eye for detail.
Well, that would be me.
I take it you're the one who chose the bathtub and tiles as well?
Got it in one.
Well, you've obviously got a talent for interior design.
Don't think you'll get round me with shameless flattery.
No, honestly, I've seen it with so many people. They spend a fortune, but they haven't got a clue.
So at least I'm not clueless.
Far from it.
Well, that's good to know.
And from now on, I promise I'll drive Connor into the ground.
I'm sorry, Philip, if I've been a bit pushy.
Not at all.
It's just... Oh, I've had a lot going on recently.
Of course.
I'll be off to see my son in London next week, and I was rather hoping you'd be finished by then.
We'll do everything we can, but I can't say more than that.
I bet you say that to all the boys, Mint. No, no, it's been an absolute pleasure. Yeah, and I look forward to reading it on Thursday. Cheers, then. Bye.
You laid that on a bit thick, Eddie.
Oh, not really.
What, all that stuff about Grange Farm being a real alternative to boring old-fashioned B&Bs?
Well, that's what she wanted to hear.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look, she's doing this article in the Echo about staycations in Borsetshire.
Staycations?
What the difference is between places like us and your traditional B&B.
Yeah, I gathered that.
She's already spoken to Linda. You know what sort of stuff she'll come up with.
Yeah, what was all that about us offering an original twist on the full English?
But you too, Clary. Oh, don't keep putting yourself down.
Yeah, but if people come here expecting Eggs Benedict three ways, though, well, they're going to be disappointed.
But there's nothing wrong with bigging ourselves up. Everyone else does it, so why shouldn't we?
Great. So now you and Tony have signed the option, you can rest assured my team will take care of everything.
I'm sure they will.
And if there's anything else you want to ask, anything at all you're not sure about, please don't hesitate to call me.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
Obviously, I'll keep you informed about progress on the planning application.
Obviously. Well, as soon as Tony's back from the loo, we'll leave you to it.
And can I just apologise again for what I said earlier? It was an unforgivable misjudgment on my part.
Yes, well, we just have different views on money, don't we?
I wondered whether I might drop in at Bridge Farm later on in the week.
Why?
Oh, I could really do with some advice on a gift for Lillian.
What?
Please, Pat, I don't want there to be bad feeling between us.
Perhaps you should have thought about that when you spoke to Tom last week. Some things are more important than business deals, Justin.
Eddie?
Yes, love?
Know that article for the Echo?
Mm-hmm.
Will it be going on their website?
I hope so.
But what if Oliver and Caroline see it there?
Why would they be reading the Echo online?
Well, why not?
Because they went to Italy to forget about this place, didn't they?
But what if they do?
Well, I told you when I mentioned it way back. Oliver was fine with us taking in guests.
I know that's what you told me. But we've got to do right by them, Eddie.
Oh, Clary, love.
And if they see we've got a constant stream of paying guests, that's not right.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure they're not going to see it.
No. I reckon you should phone that min back. Tell her not to put your stuff online.
Honestly, Clary, it'll be okay. I promise.
You don't know that.
But we need all the publicity we can get.
Remember what we agreed with their mother?
Oh, I haven't forgotten.
We've got to go easy when George and Kira are off school.
I know.
Otherwise, they won't feel like it's still their home. Not with a house full of strangers.
No, it won't be that bad.
We promised, Eddie.
All right. But if we've got to slow down over the summer, then it's all the more reason to pack them in now. Make hay while the sun shines.
Well, I suppose so.
Oh, once people see this article, Clary, God, they'll be dying to stay here. And that's just what we want.
Yeah, thank you. Bye then.
You're looking for someone to fix a boiler?
Yeah, and I'm not having much luck.
I've got someone who can take a look if you like.
Have you?
He's one of my regular contractors, Ivan.
Fully qualified?
Of course. We've done a lot of work together, and I trust him.
Is he available?
He might be, if I ask him. He owes me a few favours. Who's it for?
My aunt. She has tenants in the village, Woodbine Cottage.
So it's local?
Yeah.
Do you want me to put him in touch with them?
It's best if he goes through Christine first.
Okay. Have you got a number?
Yeah. She's usually at home. Here you are.
Great. Oh, by the way, I've had some thoughts about the bathroom.
Oh, yeah?
That colour wash sample we looked at, I think it might be too dark. You haven't got much natural light in there.
Ah, that's true.
There's a couple more I can show you.
Oh, all right.
And I've got an idea for that bit in the corner, too.
Well, that will be good.
Oh, and I saw this online, which I thought you might be interested in.
What's that?
A reclaimed sink unit. By the looks of it, it could be a perfect match for the bath.
Oh, yeah. Now that does look good.
Hello, darling.
Oh, I didn't hear you come back.
I've been upstairs chatting with Connor.
Oh.
And I have to say, that colour scheme you've chosen is going to be absolutely perfect.
No, no, it's not right at all.
But I
thought... we were just talking about that, weren't we, Philip?
Yes.
It's far too gloomy. It needs to be much lighter.
Really?
Mm.
It was only a suggestion.
No, no, if that's what you think.
Perhaps it's best to wait until the new units are in. Then you can make a final decision.
I just thought...
No, Philip's right. There's no point deciding anything now.
I'll go and check how Connor's doing.
Well, I'll come up to look in a minute.
Right. You have to be quite so snippy, darling.
I'm not being snippy.
It was a perfectly innocent remark.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Justin, since when have you been so sensitive?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just had rather a trying meeting with your brother and sister-in-law.
Did they sign the option?
Yes, eventually, though Pat was very keen to let me know how much she resents the way I handled it.
Well, that's hardly surprising.
I had rather hoped we'd put all that behind us.
Well, I'm sorry if my family's been bothering you.
Yes, well, it's clearly bothering you too. You've been off colour all weekend.
Really?
Yes, you have. At first, I assumed it was your fall on Friday.
It's nothing to do with that. It's because of James, when I called him.
Oh?
Things are still terrible between him and Leonie.
Oh, dear.
And then there's this thing with Linda, too, plus the house being upside down. Isn't that enough to be going on with?
Oh, of course, of course. So it's nothing to do with your family?
Oh, please, Justin, can't you just leave them out of it?
No, it is, and I can see it's upsetting
you.
But
I just told you.
And you know what, Lillian? If all it's going to do is create this bad feeling, then, quite frankly, I wish I'd never offered to buy the land in the first place.
I was looking at anniversaries for the fete.
Oh, yeah. Any good ones?
500 years since the Reformation?
Next.
How about the centenary of the Russian Revolution?
Oh, does that mean you'll be lining everyone up against a wall?
Alice reckons that we should do something sporty. Like a triathlon or a cycle race.
Yeah, could do. Oh, there's too much stuff in here. What with all this upcycling gear? I thought it was all going to live in the spare room.
What about your weights?
Oh, yeah, look, I know. If only we had another room or a conservatory or something to put it all in.
Dream on, Harrison. Oh, what do you think about an Ambridge version of Strictly?
That'd take a lot of organising.
I know. And Linda would probably say no anyway.
It's not a decision, though, is it? I mean, if she steps down?
That's a big if. She still hasn't said anything.
Maybe you should ask her.
Yeah, right. Oh, you stupid drawer!
That's another one for the list.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Uh-huh. We've been shortlisted again for the Food and Drink Awards.
Really? Oh, wow.
Best use of local ingredients and best cafe.
Oh, that's fantastic, love.
The bull's up for local ingredients and best dining pub.
Oh, when did you find out?
I sent an email. You're going to have a shower after Nets, aren't you?
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Oh, look, at least this bloke, Ivan, will be here soon to look at the boiler.
I really hope he can fix it.
Oh, fingers crossed. After you?
No, you go first.
Oh, okay.
This crack over the door is getting bigger as well.
That list just keeps on getting longer and longer.
Lillian was a bit reluctant when I brought the subject of her birthday up the other day.
But why does Linda keep going on about it, speculating on how old Lillian's going to be?
I don't know.
I know they fell out with each other after the James and Leonie thing. I don't see why they can't just make up now and be done with it.
I couldn't agree more, Kirsty. There's nothing worse than letting bad feelings fester.
Yeah, dead right.
Look at Pip. She was really down in the dumps not long ago. But now she's picked herself up with this relief job at Winkley.
Oh, so it's going well.
She loves it. People are nice too.
That's good.
And all the extra money she makes, she's putting it straight back into Brookfield. She's very good like that.
Mm. Oh, by the way, you know what we were saying about you working at the old Mitchell's department store on Tilbury Street?
Yes.
I went and had a look the other day.
Is the building still there?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit dilapidated now.
That's a pity.
But there's a pop-up cafe in one part of the ground floor where there used to be a big display window.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Happy Friends. One of those pay-as-you-feel places.
What's that?
Well, instead of having fixed prices, you pay what you think the meal's worth or what you can afford.
I see.
And everything they make's from leftover or donated produce.
What a good idea.
Mm. So it's food for everyone, regardless of what the circumstances are.
Instead of just throwing it away.
Exactly. And best of all, it's run by volunteers. So I've signed up to help, starting on Friday.
Kirsty, you are good.
Oh, sorry, Jill, let me take those. They must be really heavy.
Thank you. Now, why don't we go and spin this honeycomb.
Okay. It's great, isn't it? When you meet people who are trying to make a real difference.
It is, yes. I just wish there were more of them.
It was really pathetic having to change in the toilets on Sunday.
Look, I know. I'm sorry, Anisha.
We shouldn't have to do that.
No, I did ask them to screen off an area for the women.
It's not good enough, Harrison.
No, you're right, and I'll make sure it's different next time.
You'd better.
Hi there.
Oh, hi, Rex.
Hi.
Do you fancy running a catching drill?
Sure.
I'll do it if you like.
Oh, yeah. Don't mind who does it, so long as you two don't fight over it.
You wouldn't stand a chance.
No, that's fine. Anisha, you do it.
OK. Right, everyone, catching practice. Over here by the covers.
Is she running the practice?
And why not?
Well, she's only been here 5 minutes.
It's not rocket science, Will. She's perfectly capable.
What a surprise. Rex, standing up for Anisha.
She can stand up for herself.
Yeah, you'd know all about that.
What is your problem, Will?
Nothing.
Who's catching that one?
And why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Well done, Chris.
Look, why don't you get padded up, Will?
OK. But I want Johnny bowling at me, not Lily. I need a proper test.
OK.
I'll see you in a minute.
Sorry, he just really winds me up.
You can always take it out on a cricket ball, you know.
Yeah, I probably should.
Hey, how are things between you and Anisha?
Oh, they're fine.
Huh? Only you seem to be avoiding each other on Sunday.
No, not really.
OK.
It's no big deal. Can we get started?
Right, yeah. Hey, do you want to have first bowl at will?
I'd love to.
Right, next frame, please.
Okay.
So, is this cafe aimed at homeless people too?
Not specifically, but they're as welcome as anyone else. It's as much about the food as the customers, really.
Where did they get the food from?
Oh, all sorts of places. Lots from supermarkets. And other cafes and restaurants give them stuff they aren't using themselves.
Oh, right.
And then there's leftover food from events and functions.
I bet there's a lot of that. Mm.
Well, Jonah, the guy who runs it, was saying they get quite a lot of donations from people's allotments.
Ooh.
You know, when they produce more cabbages and lettuces than they can eat.
When I was growing up, it was drummed into us not to waste things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thrift was seen as a real virtue all through the war and afterwards.
Oh, most people now probably don't even know what it means.
Rationing went on for ages.
I can't even imagine having rationing.
No. Well, nowadays we take everything for granted, don't we?
Well, yeah, most of us do. There are still plenty of people out there who aren't so lucky.
That's true.
And it sounds as if the Happy Friends Cafe helps people who struggle just to cover the bills.
That's really good.
Yeah, but the trouble is, we drive down prices to make food too cheap, but at the same time we waste so much.
I suppose it means there's less hunger and starvation these days.
Well, in the West, maybe. But there are still lots of other places where people go without. Really, it's about the best use of resources.
I suppose you're right.
So a place like this cafe, well, it's a way of getting that message across, I suppose.
Yes. At least they're doing something. Are they looking for more volunteers?
Yeah, I think so.
Then perhaps you could ask them if I could come too.
On Friday?
Yes, if you don't mind me tagging along.
Oh, what's the point? If you keep bowling long hops and half volleys...
I'm not doing it deliberately, Will.
I want balls that'll test me, not any old rubbish.
I said I'm not doing it deliberately.
We never used to have these problems. You just don't understand how the game's played.
You've got a real issue with me, haven't you?
No. But I have got an issue with Harrison filling the team with all his mates. It's ruining everything.
In that case, maybe you should go and play somewhere else.
Why should I? I was here first.
Is Will bothering you, Nisha?
No, I'm fine, Rex. Don't worry about it.
Sorry if I've upset your girlfriend.
I know what it is. You feel threatened by her, don't you?
Don't make me laugh.
No, you do.
I just don't think women should be playing cricket for Ambridge. That's all.
Oh, well, so it's not just Anisha. You got a problem with all women?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Then how come you told Paxley you'd play for them so long as they don't pick women?
Who told you that?
Their vice-captain. I gave him a ride in my cab.
Well, he should never have told you.
Yeah, but unfortunately for you, he did.
Anyway, I don't see it matters now. If Harrison keeps leaving me out, then why shouldn't I go somewhere else? At least then I'll be appreciated.
You know, it doesn't quite fit the image, relying on a man to defend my honour.
Sorry, Anisha. Next time I'll let Will lay into you, shall I?
No, it's okay. He deserves everything he gets.
Oh, sorry. Hold on a sec.
Sure, if it's important.
Yes.
Good news?
Yeah, it's my supplier.
What, drugs?
No, Goslings. He's confirmed the pickup day in 2 weeks' time.
Great.
Yeah, so that's me busy up till Christmas.
Ah, good for you.
Anyway, at least we're talking again.
Well, we never weren't.
No, well, I just thought after last week, I must have done something wrong.
No. I had a great time.
So did I.
Good. But, you know, Rex, I'm not sure I'm really looking for a serious relationship right now.
Oh, that's okay. Neither am I. I've got too many other things going on, what with the taxi, the Goslings, working with Josh.
Really?
Yeah.
At the moment, I just want a bit of fun, that's all.
Same here.
Yeah, but how many terrible Chinese meals are you willing to put up with?
As many as you like. Bring on the fortune cookies, I say.
Yeah, right.
Actually, it's my 30th coming up in a couple of weeks. I was thinking of going down the pub with some mates.
Really? The pub?
What's wrong with that?
Wow. You really know how to live. Did you say you're 30 or 60?
Oi, cheeky. It'll be fun.
I'm sure it will be.
So, maybe I'll see you there?
Yeah, maybe. See you later.
Yep. See ya.
Get in.
Hey. I hope you filled out the health and safety forms for standing on coffee table.
The bulb went again. I'm sure that switch is dodgy. That was cricket?
Oh, Will was being a pain, as usual.
Not easy, then.
No, it was okay. Did that bloke come round to look at the boiler?
We need a new one.
I'm not surprised.
He reckons the cheapest comes in at about $2,000, including fitting.
Oof. Does Christine know?
Yeah, she's told him to go ahead.
Wow, that's great.
But he can't do it until next week at the earliest.
So that's another week going next door for a shower.
I know. I haven't told Mum yet. I don't want to keep doing this, Harrison.
No, you're right. We shouldn't have to.
Well, what else can we do?
Well, maybe it's a sign. We should start looking for a place of our own.
You are?
Oh, you know, buy a house. Together.
Are you serious? Can we afford it?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, this place is
absolutely... Harrison! That's amazing!
So that's a yes, then?
Yeah, of course it's a yes! Come here!
Oh, I reckon it's about time, don't you?
It was only one tile, Lillian.
It was a soap holder as well.
Yes, all right, but these things happen.
Do they?
It's hardly the end of the world.
Well, I'm not saying it is Justin, but who knows what else he's going to bring.
He hasn't put a foot wrong otherwise, though.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
And I'm really not sure it helps having you watch over him all the time.
I'm not.
No, you are. That's why I made you come down. We need to let Connor just get on with it.
Have I really been that bad?
I'm afraid so.
All I want is my bathroom back.
I know you do.
You seem to have taken rather a shine to Philip.
Oh, he's an interesting man.
I must admit, finding that sink to match the bath was a stroke of genius.
He's made several other good suggestions too.
Mm-hmm. Did I hear him offering to fit the new bills?
Yes, oh, I might even use him. And from what I understand, he's been very helpful with Christine's boiler.
Yeah, one of his plumbers is going to replace it next week.
Now, I was thinking of popping into Bridge Farm later, before the parish council meeting.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I can't leave things as they are. Pat and Tony are barely speaking to me.
Yeah, I know, but you might just make things worse.
I don't see how they could be worse.
Believe me, they could.
Well, Lillian, this isn't how I wanted things to turn out at all.
No, I know, darling. No, I tell you what, why don't we go and have lunch at the ball and then you can decide after that?
Yes, all right.
It can be my treat for being such a sourpuss.
Oh.
I just dropped off some Borsetshire Blue.
Oh, good. I might have some of that.
What, are you having lunch?
Yeah, I thought I would, you know, just for a change.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. So, how are things going with Justin and the land sale?
Oh, Mum and Dad signed the option, so it's all going ahead. I'm assuming they get planning permission.
Right. Well, Justin usually gets his way, doesn't he, when it comes to expanding his empire?
You don't approve?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure this particular development is in the best interests of the village.
So you think we've sold out?
No, didn't say that. No, I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision.
Actually, David, if you don't mind, I should get back.
Yeah, sure.
Helen, was it something I said?
No, you're fine, Kenton. I just need to go.
Well, this is an unexpected pleasure. You here at lunchtime?
Yeah, I've come for lunch. On the house.
Oh, no. Hold on, Dave. Last week was a one-off.
Oh, I don't think so. You do still owe us a huge amount of money.
I hadn't forgotten.
And until you pay it back...
I am paying it back.
What, that minuscule cheque you left for me? That hardly counts.
Oh, come on.
No, until we get more of a payback, then frankly, I don't see why I can't have as many free meals as I like.
What? No.
Would you prefer me to call in the whole debt now? Because I promise you, Kenton, I will if I have to.
Okay. You can have your free meal. But make it sandwiches, yeah?
Depends what's on the menu. You got one handy?
In front of you.
Oh, yeah.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Believe me, Kenton, I'd far rather have my money back.
I'm seeing James next week. At least you'll have a couple of days without me under your feet.
Oh, it'll give our chaps a break too.
I thought I was perfectly reasonable this morning.
Yes, but then we've got a new tactic.
What's that?
We simply agree with everything you say.
Really?
Now, is this a good time to talk about your birthday?
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. You see, I was thinking...
I don't want you going to any trouble. I mean, it's not as if it's a... If it's a big one...
But that doesn't mean...
Honestly, darling, I'll be perfectly happy with just the two of us having a quiet little celebration.
I was rather hoping to get the rest of your family involved.
No, Justin, I don't think that's a good idea.
But it wouldn't be...
I really would much rather you didn't.
I'm sorry, Lily, I just thought it would be rather...
Look at what the cat's dragged in.
I'm sorry?
Matt, with his latest floozy. Mutton dressed as lamb, wouldn't you say?
All right, Marie, I'll see you in a minute.
He's seen us.
Justin... And Lillian, what a pleasant surprise.
Isn't it?
I'll introduce you to Marie when she gets back.
Is she a business associate?
She's now a friend of Hugo's. He's asked me to give her a guided tour of the area.
Really?
Sorry, Lillian, but I couldn't help noticing that's quite a bruise you got there.
It's nothing.
You two haven't taken up wrestling, have you?
Don't be silly, Matt. I had a fall while I was out on a mere last week.
Oh, must have been a nasty one.
It was nothing serious.
No, that's not quite true, Lillian. You were miles outside the village with no one else around.
Well, yes, but...
You could easily have been seriously hurt.
That's nonsense.
And then you had to get home all on your own. By the time you got back, you were really shaken up.
For heaven's sake, Justin, there's no need to exaggerate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Will you excuse me a moment?
Yeah, by all means.
I just want to check something with Kenton.
Well, there's a turn-up. You lying to Justin about what happened.
I wasn't lying. He just doesn't know every detail.
Sounds like lying to me. You're not keeping me a secret, are you?
Don't be stupid, Matt. Why don't you just disappear off with your little dolly bird?
But I haven't introduced you yet. Marie's a very interesting woman, as a matter of fact.
Oh, don't bother. I'm sure I can fill in the gaps myself.
That was actually a very fine sandwich, Kenton.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I could have done without Toby pushing me to have one of his gins, though.
Oh, but you should have had one, Dave.
No, thanks.
He's been going round some of these artisanal fairs, looking for new distributors.
No, really, I'm not interested.
In fact, you're lucky you caught him. He keeps changing shifts at the last minute because of them.
Kenton?
No, sorry, you're right. That is not what I wanted to talk about. Thing is, me and Jolene, we've come up with a plan.
That sounds ominous.
No, I promise you, you're going to like this one.
Go on, then.
We're going to set up a standing order. Which means, from now on, you'll be getting a regular amount every month until the debt is paid off. So what do you think of that, hmm?
That wasn't your idea, was it?
Yes, we came up with it between us.
I bet it was Jolene's.
Okay, yes, it was her idea.
Yeah. And how do I know you're really going to do it?
Because we'll set it up by the end of the week.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, why don't you do it now? You've got one of those banking apps, haven't you?
Yes, but...
I want to see you set it up, Kenton.
What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay. Hold on a sec. If you don't believe me...
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Right, look, see? I am doing it now.
See?
There. Right, hold on a sec. I've just got to get it set up. Yeah. There.
Huh?
I don't believe it. She's already done it.
See?
Yeah.
So she has. Good old Jolene, eh?
Yeah, yeah, good old Jolene.
Marrying her was definitely the smartest move you ever made.
And don't I know it. But that, my friend, is the end of the freebies. Now then, you two, can I get you another drink?
Yeah, thanks, Kenton. I'll have a gin and tea.
Okay. Justin?
No, thanks. In fact, if you don't mind, Lillian, I'll head off now.
But we haven't finished yet.
No, sorry, I'm feeling rather full.
Well, where are you going?
Tomorrow. There's an appointment I forgot. I'll see you at home.
All right.
Am I all right to settle with Jolene at the bar?
Yeah, sure.
Bye then.
Bye.
What's up with him?
Lord knows. No, that's not true, actually.
Well, you two haven't fallen out.
Heavens, no. Well, only a little. Truth is, I've not been very nice to him, and I don't know why.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, not really. But I wouldn't mind that drink.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Oh, not you again.
Has Justin left you all alone?
Well, what's it to do with you?
Sorry, Lillian, I would keep you company, but...
Yes, yeah. Now I can see you've got poor little Mary waiting for
Marie,
you.
Marie, yeah. We're off to look at a couple of stud farms.
Oh, got a keen interest, has she?
She likes a flutter on the horses, if that's what you mean.
Good for her.
But I just wanted to wish you a speedy recovery after that nasty fall. You should look after yourself, Lillian.
I was hoping to talk to your mother and father about Lillian's birthday. I want to organise a little celebration.
But they're not here.
Oh, unfortunately not.
You should have called ahead.
Yes, I should. But how are you, Helen?
Fine.
Glad to see you'll be having a strong presence at the Food and Drink Awards.
It's a good opportunity.
Defending your title, of course. Let's hope you can collect the award again this time.
I wasn't there last year.
No, of course not. Well, perhaps you'll be able to enter more categories in future if you expand the dairy.
Who knows?
Do you think you might be looking to do that once the money comes through from the sale?
Why are you so interested all of a sudden? Are we next in line for an aggressive takeover?
Oh, good heavens, no. I don't know why you're so suspicious.
Well, it might have something to do with the way you stitched us up over the land sale.
Oh, please, Helen. You have to understand.
No, Justin. You need to understand. Just because you're marrying my aunt, it doesn't mean you're part of our family. Because you're not.
I thought you were going into Borchester.
I changed my mind and went to Bridge Farm instead.
What are you doing with that figurine?
Oh, just admiring it. She's very beautiful.
Yeah, well, I'm still not sure they go in here. Dresden or not.
Lillian, darling, what's the matter?
What do you mean?
I've really upset you, haven't I?
No!
Yes, I have. It's because of this land deal with your family, isn't it?
I wouldn't worry about that.
I never meant to upset everyone like this.
I'm sure they'll come round.
Whatever I do just seems to make it worse, though. It's because I treated Tom as a businessman rather than a nephew.
Well, he gave as good as he got. And it isn't just you, darling. I invited Helen and the boys to come over for lunch, but she's turned me down.
Oh, and that's even worse. They're turning against you because of me.
No, listen. My family can be an awkward bunch at the best of times.
No, you're just saying that, Lillian. I should never have played hardball with Tom.
It really isn't all down to you, you know.
No, it is. Tony thinks I'm a ruthless businessman who'll stop at nothing. Pat and Helen are barely speaking to me, and it's affecting you too, darling. I can see it every day.
Nonsense. I'll get over it.
Will you?
Yes, of course I will. This will all blow over soon, you'll see, and then everything will be fine again.
It makes Clary sound like a Michelin star chef.
She's a very good cook, Lindy.
But she can hardly live up to all this. It's ridiculous.
Does it mention us at all?
No, not a single word. It's nothing but free publicity for Grange Farm.
So that's why Eddie was smirking.
Oh, he could barely contain himself. And no wonder, after all this shameless puffery.
Who's that from?
Oh, would you believe it? He's emailed Harriet Vane.
Really?
And loads of other people too. All their email addresses are here. Has he never heard of data protection?
What's he saying?
He's cut and pasted the whole article, calling it the countryside experience of a lifetime.
Oh, that's not bad.
Please, Robert. He's obviously sent you to anyone who's ever made an inquiry.
That's a good idea too.
Emma?
Yeah?
Could we have 2 more cappuccini, please?
Yeah, okay.
I dare say Eddie and Clary must be coming up with lots of ideas for promoting the B&B.
Not that I know of.
Trying out different menus, perhaps? Or putting on special events?
Well, they better not. I told them we need to keep the number of bookings down over the school holidays.
Ah, yes. So until then, it's just service as usual.
Yeah, unless you know something different.
Oh, no, not at all. Oh, dear.
Anyway, I'll go and get those coffees.
Thank you. Did you hear that, Robert?
Mm.
This whole article is a complete fabrication.
But you knew that?
Yes, but it's even more blatant than I thought. And what worries me is all the people who see this then book up at Grange Farm and come away feeling terribly disappointed.
That's true.
Perhaps I should let Harriet Vane warn them off. After all, I have all their email addresses now.
Wouldn't that be like committing mass fraud?
Oh, maybe you're right. But I need to find a way to make Eddie think twice, don't I?
Tony is looking at some Angus's in Shropshire tomorrow.
Oh, is he?
Mm. He seems pretty optimistic about these.
Oh, that's good.
Lillian's worried about him falling out with Justin over this land.
Oh, sounded like a perfectly straightforward deal to me.
Well, something must have happened between them.
Mm. If I was offered the best part of $1 million for a small field, I think I might just manage to swallow any objections.
Yes, Brian, but you're not Tony.
Well, no, I'm not. But you know what he's like. Never happier than when he's having a good moan.
I'm sure there's more to it.
Well, whatever it is, he'll get over it in the end.
Well, hope so. Adam and Ian should be at the airport by now.
When are they landing?
8:45. Oh, they won't get home till after 11.
Well, it could be worse.
Ah, you can't go wrong with Venice, can you? I'm sure they've had a wonderful time.
Oh, did I tell you, I'm meeting David at the Bull later.
About being Rory's attorney?
Well, I haven't mentioned that yet, but yes, hopefully.
But have you actually considered anybody else?
Yes, of course. I thought about Ian and Alistair, but there's no comparison.
In your opinion?
Honestly, Jenny, David's by far the best choice, despite what Alice thinks.
It's hardly an impartial decision, though, is it?
And once I've talked everything through with him, then hopefully he'll sign the agreement and we can set up our first meeting, just like Adam wanted.
Look, Emma, imagine living in a cottage like that with a beautiful garden.
No, I can't imagine it, and neither should you.
Oh, come on. Gotta let me dream.
Well, I was like you when we first started looking, but you soon learn. It's depressing looking at places you can never afford.
Oh, I don't know.
No, Fallon, look at that price.
Okay, yeah, maybe you're right. But there are some seriously gorgeous houses out there.
Yeah, I know. But there's no point even thinking about them if you're never going to live there. Got to be realistic.
It's only looking, though.
Have you thought about going in for one of these affordable homes just in Elliot's building?
No, not really.
Seriously, if you went for one as well, we could end up being neighbours.
But they haven't even got planning permission yet. Don't want to wait that long.
Sometimes, late at night at the chicken factory, it's about the only thing that keeps me going.
Well, then I really hope you get one.
Thanks.
Your mum was saying that she thinks we should go easy on the fate this year.
Oh, yeah, I think she's right.
Do you?
Yeah. Last year was amazing with the samba band and the carnival and everything, but you can't do that every year.
Why not? We've had some great ideas already.
Yeah, but we only just got away with it last time.
Yeah, I know,
but what does Linda think?
Don't know yet. Soon find out, though.
You should be careful. Don't want to go treading on her toes.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Especially after she saved us last year.
I talk of the devil.
You're not closed, are you?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I couldn't have two slices of your lovely treacle tart, could I? Mm. But we treat ourselves. Oh, you don't seem to have any left.
Oh, there's a fresh one out the back.
Don't worry, Emma, I'll get them.
Oh, thanks. Linda.
Yes, Emma.
When you were asking about the B&B, mm-hmm. Is that because of this article in the Echo?
Well, yes, it did have something to do with that. Doesn't look like Eddie wants to slow down at all this summer, does
he? No, it doesn't.
You know, he's been emailing everyone who's ever expressed an interest, making all sorts of promises.
Yeah. But how do you know about that?
Oh, one of them passed it on to me. She stayed with us several times.
Wasn't this Harriet Vane, was it?
No, who's that?
It's this woman who's been driving Eddie mad all day.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since the Echo came out, she's been bombarding him with emails asking all sorts of questions.
Such as?
Oh, like, what does Eggs Benedict Three Ways actually mean?
Yes, I'd be interested to know that.
Yeah, she won't stop. Apparently she's been a right nuisance before, too.
Has she?
Yeah. Never actually been to stay, though.
I wonder why not.
Yeah, maybe she's too snooty to come to Ambridge.
Oh, I'm sure she isn't. I mean, who wouldn't want to stay here? It's so beautiful.
It's all right, I suppose.
And I don't suppose, Emma, you have any idea why Will was having a drink with the Darrington captain yesterday?
No. Why would I?
Well, I don't know. It just seemed very strange seeing them together.
Here you go. Can I get you anything else?
No, thank you.
Okay, that'll be £5, please.
Here you are.
I better go do the washing up.
And five is ten. You looking forward to tonight's meeting?
Oh, yes. I expect you are, too.
It'll be good to get the ball rolling.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Maybe you think of someone to open it.
That isn't always easy.
No, I know. We'd have been lost without you last year.
Anyway, perhaps we can discuss all this later.
Okay. Good idea.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I've been looking forward to this all day, Brian. Couple of pints and a chance to chat.
Good. Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
You had a tough day?
Oh, not bad. No, I had to cover milking this morning.
Oh, hard luck. That's an early start.
Been pretty much non-stop ever since.
Now, David...
And I've tweaked my back.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's not too bad, but you know how that makes you feel.
Like you're 101.
Exactly. I'm not even 60 yet.
How are things at Brookfield?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, Josh is still ploughing his own furrow more than we'd like. Pip's being a great help, though.
Oh, good.
Truth is, though, Brad, all that business with the IBR, you know, really took it out of me.
No, it can't have been easy.
Ow! Oh, sorry.
Are you all right?
No, it's just a twinge. It's hard to get comfortable. Ooh, I'm not going to be milking tomorrow, that's for sure.
Oh, dear.
And where are all the volunteers to run the stores?
Well, there's Kathy.
They're usually sorted out by now.
Yeah, but I know, we thought you were going to do
and
that.
And then there's Susan's idea of using Jane Austen's anniversary as a theme.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just too late to run with it now. These things take time to organise.
No, you're right.
Especially when there are so many other tasks still to do.
Look, Linda, I'm sorry. I said I'd meet Harrison after Nets.
Yes, of course. I'm meeting Robert.
Right. Well, maybe we should meet up before the next committee meeting.
I think we should get on and find our volunteers first, don't you?
No, you're right. Well, I'll do that. OK, see you later.
Yes, all right. Oh, Jennifer, hello.
You haven't seen Brian, have you?
I'm afraid not. But actually, I'm glad I've caught you.
Oh, why is that?
Well, you know that Lillian and I have had a little... contretemps.
Well, yes, I do wish you two would make up.
Oh, I am sure we will. But you see, the thing is, I know it's her birthday coming up.
A week on Saturday.
That's right. And, well, people have been saying it might be rather a significant
look, one. I'm sorry, Linda, but if you want to know about Lillian's birthday, you really should ask her yourself.
No, I understand.
No, I'm afraid, but I must go and find Brian.
Of course.
Oh, Robert, you're here at last.
Oh, sorry, Lindy, you got held up at Nets.
Yeah. Oh, quick, there's a seat.
Oh, jolly good. So, good meeting?
No, not really.
Dear.
Seems no one wants to take the fate on.
But I thought Fallon had
I deliberately got there late, hoping they'd have taken up the reins. But all they did was keep asking what I thought.
Well, that's...
Then apart from it being a traditional fete on the 6th of August, everything else is up in the air. Oh, except Kathy's running the white elephant.
Again?
I mean, I could do it, of course, but what with Leonie, the threat of the pig unit and the housing development, not to mention my reading list.
Oh, yeah, I hope you don't mind. I had a little read of Catch 22. Mm. It's cracking stuff.
Searing indictment of the futility and absurdity of war.
Well, yeah, quite.
But you see, if I leave it to Alice and Fallon, I can see very little getting done.
That's no good.
So, once more, it seems, I shall have to step into the breach.
Oh, sorry, you two. I'm already feeling pushed.
That's okay.
Poor you.
Oh, and what with my wretched back. Yeah, it's been great catching up, though.
Hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Well, probably at the next NFU meeting.
Mm. Not before then.
No, darling, because we've got a lot on in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry again to be the party pooper. Cheers, both.
Bye, David.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that doesn't sound as though you set anything up.
Because I haven't.
Oh, but I thought you were dead set
on getting...
You know
what, Jenny? Though I hate to admit, I think Alice has a point.
About David?
Yes, he's really starting to show signs of age.
Oh, you've probably just caught him on a bad day.
No, seriously. I mean, if we're thinking about a long-term commitment, then I don't think he's our man.
Oh, Brian, and you promised Adam all this would be sorted out before he got back.
Yes, I know.
But as far as I can see, we're right back to square one.
If Auntie Lillian thinks I'm going to play happy families with her and Justin...
Hmm? Oh, I know what you mean.
Why on earth would I want to take Jack and Henry round there for tea?
Helen, you know this stall at the Food and Drink Awards?
Oh, not that again, Tom.
All I'm asking for is one corner.
But you know I need it all for the dairy products.
Oh, come on.
Look, if you're that desperate to show off your fermented foods, then why didn't you get a stall of your own?
Well, I would have done, but they're all booked up. And anyway, it's crazy when we've already got one.
Yeah, to sell products we already make, not things we might make one day.
But it's the perfect opportunity.
Oh, please, Tom. I don't want to keep talking about this.
Oh, you're just being mean now.
No, I'm being practical. We've got limited space as it is.
All I want to do is display a few samples and give out some leaflets. Look, that's it.
I know you, Tom. You won't stop until it's all about kimchi and kefir.
No, I promise
you. Besides... You didn't even enter for the awards.
Oh, so that's what this is all about.
What do you mean?
Well, so long as it's all about yoghurt, ice cream and Borsetshire Blue, that's fine. But if I dare to promote my amazing new range...
Amazing new range, which
well,
you haven't even started
Well, that's not allowed, is
yet.
It?
But you agree with me, don't you, Dad?
What's that?
Well, he wants to take over half my stall at the food fair.
I did not say that.
What do you want him for, Tom?
Well... To let people try different varieties of kefir and so I can tell them about the future.
The future?
How fermented food is the next big thing in healthy eating.
I hear you've been bending Jazz's ear.
A little bit.
No, he told me you lectured him on the history of sauerkraut.
No, all I told him was how it used to be a big thing in this country before we started pickling things instead. And how Captain Cook took it on his voyages to combat scurvy.
Well, I never knew that.
See?
But the point is I booked this stall and now Tom wants to hijack it.
And my point is we need to go and look at these Angus's, Tom. Or we'll be late.
Okay, I'll drive.
Oh, thanks.
Those pictures the farmer sent look really good.
They're the best so far, but of course, you never really know until you see them in the flesh.
The volunteers all love your honey flapjacks.
I didn't make too many, did I?
Oh, no, I'm sure they'll manage.
People are so generous with these donations.
I know.
All these tins of pineapple.
Oh, there's loads of raw beans here from someone's allotment.
Delicious.
Well, as it's fresh food, I'll take it straight through to the kitchen.
It's okay. You know, you It is funny coming back here again after all this time.
I bet it is.
It's where I first met Phil.
Billy?
There I was, a young woman going round all these department stores, demonstrating household gadgets.
Sounds quite glamorous.
No, not really. Though I did enjoy the travelling and meeting new people.
And you met Phil here?
I did. This rather dishy man came up and started talking to me.
Did you like him straight away?
I thought he was a bit forward, to be honest, asking me out to dinner when we'd only just met. But I did agree to meet him at the Borchester show.
And it was right here that you first saw him?
More or less. Well, I never thought then that I'd end up being a farmer's wife for the next umpteen years.
It's funny how life turns out.
It is. I've been blessed in that respect.
So, I was thinking maybe going to Belarus, but also I've found a great contact in the States. Fermented foods are really big in both of them. But that's the great thing with the Nuffield. There are so many opportunities for research. Though, actually, that money from Justin will come in handy too.
Please, Tom, can you stop going on about kefir?
Sorry, Dad.
It's just there are so
but
many...
But it's not what we're here for, is it? No, you're right. Sorry.
We're here to look at these magnificent animals.
They do look good, don't they?
They certainly do. And I don't want to rush this.
No? Well, the bloke said we can take as long as we like.
Yeah, right then. Let's take a good look at you.
And bye.
Thank you. And you have a lovely day too. That little boy was so sweet telling me how much he enjoyed his dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Whew. You've been busy.
I know.
But I think this is the first time I've stopped. But I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, that's great, Jill. Oh, but I need to tell you something.
What?
Oh, the cafe's been given notice on this site. They've only got a few weeks to find somewhere else and move on.
Ooh.
Jonah was saying it was a real bombshell, even though they always knew it was a possibility.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got no idea if they'll be able to find somewhere that quickly.
It's such a shame. Everyone I've spoken to says they love it here.
I know. And it's been helping so many people.
Isn't there anything we can do to stop it?
So, how many did Dad buy?
10.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he was thrilled. And no wonder. They're beautiful cattle.
Oh, I'm so pleased. When are they delivering?
Next month, after the Food and Drink Awards.
Oh, which is only 2 weeks today.
You don't need to remind me.
By the way, I was talking to Mum about our store.
And let me guess, she agrees with you?
Well, she certainly thinks the dairy's our priority on the day.
But she didn't rule out promoting my stuff as well.
Not exactly. But I still think it's way too early.
Oh, that's rubbish, Helen.
If you tell people we're going to produce things and then for whatever reason it doesn't happen...
Believe me, it's going to happen. In fact, I'm thinking of using the option money from Justin to start developing the brand with a marketing company.
No, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because I need that money to expand the cheese making and replace our old...
Oh, so basically you want the money all to yourself. Yeah, that's really fair.
No, I'll tell you what's fair.
Oh, hi, Dad. Didn't see you there.
What's fair would be asking everyone else if they have thoughts about what to do with that money. Your mum. And Johnny.
Right.
So, how about thinking about other people for a change and not just yourselves?
What do you think will replace it?
Probably some estate agent.
Or a phone shop, perhaps.
Whatever it is, it won't be half as good as the Happy Friends.
Well, let's hope they find somewhere else soon.
Don't you think it'll be that easy, though?
Ooh. There's Lillian.
I'll be as quick as I can in the shop.
That's all right. I'll have a chat with her while you've gone.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Who's in the shop today?
Jim and Susan.
Oh, yeah, Linda's working at Grey Gables, isn't she?
Well, I'm afraid I don't know.
Anyway, I'll be back in a minute, Jill.
All right, Kirsty.
How are you, Jill?
Oh, not so bad. But a little bird tells me that you and Linda still aren't on good terms.
Then that little bird was telling the truth.
Well, that's a shame. Still about Leonie and James?
Yeah. She does side shamelessly with Leonie. No consideration for poor James at all.
I see.
And Linda does nothing to help heal the rift. Apparently she's now going round asking everyone how old I am.
Is she? Why would she do that?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I will admit I'm a little closer to 70 than I used to be.
Oh, I wish I was as close to 70.
Sure you do, but from where I'm standing...
I do remember it being a bit of a milestone.
And the rest.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I've been very lucky in my life.
Yeah, so have I. Maybe I should appreciate that a little more.
That's true. There are a lot of people who are far less fortunate than we are.
Right, Jill.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, I didn't fancy hanging around listening to Jim and Susan mithering on about the fate.
No, I don't blame you. Kirsty, do you mind if I pop in to get some lozenges? My throat's a bit tickly.
No, that's fine. Oh, don't get any chocolate, though.
I wasn't going to.
I've already got some to cheer us up.
OK. Why do you need cheering up?
Oh, just something that happened while we were volunteering. They're closing down a cafe we've only just discovered.
Oh?
I see Justin's had a good week.
How do you mean?
Well, his pig unit's been nodded through by the parish council, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And now he's one step closer to the housing development with Pat and Tony signing.
Yeah, all right, I know you don't approve.
Why would I? When a wealthy businessman's building luxury homes that aren't needed just to make a huge profit.
Oh, Kirsty, you're so predictable.
Am I? Oh, good. Look, I just think the village needs protecting.
No, hold on. You can't set this community in Aspic. Those homes will bring a lot of benefits.
Will they?
Yes. That development will include a good proportion of affordable homes. And don't you forget it.
Oh, he's only saying that so he can get the planning application approved.
I can assure you he isn't.
Oh, come on, Lillian. You know as well as I do. That's how ruthless businessmen work.
Justin is not ruthless.
Of course he's not. And neither was Matt Crawford.
Don't you dare bring Matt into this. Justin is nothing like Matt Crawford.
Sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
You haven't. Actually, it's quite the opposite. Excuse me.
Dad, can you stop a minute?
Yeah, we've got something to say.
Go on, then.
Well, you were absolutely right. That option money is for you and Mum to decide what to do with.
But we wondered whether some of it might go to Johnny.
Yeah.
Maybe an ISA or something.
And don't worry about us.
I didn't mean you couldn't have any of it.
No, honestly, we don't need it.
And we're really sorry for being so selfish.
We shouldn't be relying on handouts anyway.
But wouldn't some of it be useful to develop your plans for a teaching area?
No, that can wait.
It's not important right now.
Well, all right. I'll let your mum know, and thank you.
Right, I've got the three of you here. That'll do for a start.
What do you want, Lillian?
I want you lot to lay off Justin, that's what.
Sorry? What do you mean?
Well, I hardly think he needs protecting from us.
Neither do I.
But I haven't even seen him.
Yeah, what's... okay, maybe it's not you, Tom, but the rest of you.
But hold on. You can't come in here and tell us we've got to start liking him.
No, but I can tell you to stop spreading this idea that he's completely ruthless.
Sorry, but what's this about, Lillian?
You know what it's about, Tony. Ever since this Richard Land deal, and before that, for all I know, you've had it in for Justin.
Well, only because he had it in for us.
No, darling, he didn't. It was a business deal, fair and square. Ask Tom.
Yes, it was. And I learnt my lesson.
But he shouldn't have to learn a lesson. The family, for heaven's sake.
She's right, Lillian.
Yes, you are my family, and I love you all dearly. But I'm marrying Justin, which makes us a team.
We were only...
And if you have a problem with that, well, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to get used to it.
Thank you. This is the BBC.
You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.